sets came from a goal down and ultimately denied 3 points by a last gasp equaliser. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, it was probably characteristic of our season in the 95 minutes or so we've played today, Rob, where we've you know played some good stuff at times, been on top in the first half, and looking not to take the lead. Rick Leaves just half a yard off one where we've worked the ball really well. And then what's seemingly an innocuous ball forward, two defenders, a little bit of miscommunication, and the forward takes advantage of that, and at half time we're 1-0 down despite having the majority of the possession and the majority of the chances. We find ourselves 1-0 down at half time. So the message at half time to the lads was the same as it's been, really positive, and keep doing the things that we've been doing well, keep trying to get the ball down, keep trying to play, because we're creating some really good passages of play and some patterns of play. You know, we tried to keep doing that. We've done that in the second half, scored two great goals, had another couple of chances, hit the bar, and then as we were going to injury time, we've ended up conceding the goal where Saul's made a great save, and unfortunately it's bounced straight out to the lad and it's almost 5 yards out of tapping. So, very frustrating for us as a management team and as a group of players, but there are far, far more positives to take from that than negatives.
Looking at the positives, front three of Rick Leave, Nick Evangelinos and Saul Henderson, some real good interchange, some really good play between them. Must be really pleased that they're sort of starting to gel.
Yeah, I'd include Matty Kay in that as well, and you know, playing in the hole behind. I thought our forward four were really, really good. Some really good interplay. I've just walked across the pitch there at the end, and as you'd expect this time of year, it's cut up and it's very soft in places and not really conducive to a passing game. But I thought at times today, the amount of times we got Matty Kay on the half turn and we're able to get in behind him, or get Nicky Evangelinos one-on-one where he's driving inside and outside and getting crosses into the box. You know, I hope that we've had another good crowd on today. I hope that they've gone away, I think, with the having been entertained, and I've got the opinion that we try and get the ball down and we try and play it right. So, because that ultimately is what we're trying to do. We do have learning curves, absolutely we do, because we have chucked away far, far too many points this year through individual errors or lack of concentration, etc. And ultimately that is the difference between being a top 10 team and a top 3 team.
And looking forward now, big game Tuesday night, FC United away in the semi-final of the Manchester Premier Cup. Just how big occasion is that for you as a manager?
Yeah, it's massive. We didn't really want to mention it today because obviously today was a big game for us and we were desperate to get 3 points today. I can't emphasise that enough. I was really desperate to get the 3 points today, so we've not mentioned it at all. But our attention can now turn to Tuesday, and you were with me on last Saturday in Brox where we went and had a look at FC United, and you know, Salford really pressed them and ended up winning the game 3-0, but there'll be no doubt about it, FC United are a bloody good team. They are playing, you know, much higher than us. The whole stadium, the setup, the pitch, everything about the occasion is going to be really enjoyable. There's zero pressure on our lads. It's just a great opportunity for them to go and play at a great ground and a great setup and show what ability they've got, because you know, I've said it all season, we've got 7 or 8 players who are quality footballers, and if we can ride our luck a little bit and keep solid and be tough to break down, we do have some quality and we can cause them problems. I'm not sure how seriously Margie will take it, but you know, it'll be a great challenge for us, irrelevant of what team he puts out, whether he puts the younger inexperienced lads out or whether he puts his first team out. It'll be an excellent opportunity for our lads to on that kind of platform to showcase their abilities.
So thanks so much.
Thanks, Rob.